What up, y'all? It's your man, D-Real, the Black Panther, stopping the Urban Jungle in Vibranium. Indeed, is bringing you another podcast of B-Real with D-Real, and I'm still D-Real. What's cracking, y'all? It has been a very cathartic weekend, to say the least. Friday, you know, I do my usual social get together and meet with friends, and we kind of congregate and eat, and you know, and like I said, congregate, elevate, you know, one of my friends kind of socialize with there has been overcoming a condition, and that condition is getting beat up right now. So congratulations to you, brother, and I hope you continue to convalesce, get better, get stronger, so you can be there to see your baby girl. Touch my heart, by the way. Saturday, I participated in Sankofa Night Live. That was fun. A lot of energy. It was a very cultural sort of get together. It was kind of that exclamation point for the last day of Black History Month, and that was something that I thought was needed. We need something like that. Folks at Sankofa, y'all can get at me if you want to, but I feel like it's something we need to do maybe like once a month. Maybe not two shows in one day, because I know that's working on some people's bunions, because they got to dance. I ain't got to do nothing but talk and say things and pontificate, so I can do that for hours. But, yeah, I feel like that's something that's really needed in the community. And in any place where there is a large enough population of people of color, they need these kind of cultural get-togethers. Because not only is it good culturally, opportunity to fellowship. I saw people there I have not seen in the flesh in years, you know, and it was an awesome experience to see them there, to see them, you know, just kind of giving me my love for the gift I have been blessed with. It was just all around. It was a really cool experience. It opened me up a lot to the concept of perhaps contributing a little more where other organizations are involved. Just kind of made me feel good about human beings again. And in that vein, I want to give us kind of a what, when, where, why, and how about how we as a people can be more independent. And I know that I've spoken on this topic before. It was probably one of those things that was a topic within a topic. I was probably talking about what I'm about to talk about today, you know, but I feel like it needs mentioning. It needs constant mentioning, because I feel like ultimately somebody is going to get tired of hearing me talking about it and get up and do it. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm like 5 minutes from doing it myself, because I feel like right now we ain't got nothing to lose. You know, as I used to say back in the day, we was getting ready to get into a fight. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing between us but air and opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Just like that. What I'm talking about, because it's like, oh, you're building it up. Will you tell me already? Okay, I'm going to tell you. All right. The concepts, you can get them in whatever order you want to. Bank, hospital, school, grocery store, hospital, school, bank, however you want. Those four things are the staple of an independent community. Okay, whether that community is Caucasian, whether that community is Asian, whether that community is Latino, whether that community is white, black, whatever, they have those four staples in their community, which helps to stabilize and keep all of the commerce within their community. Illegal about it either. Okay? If I want to build a store and say that store caters first and foremost to people of color, guess what? I can do that. I can make a grocery store and call it the Black People's Grocery Store if I want to. Probably not a good idea advertising wise, but you can do that. I mean, it whatever you open up, whatever you start, whatever you begin, it can be culturally based. We have culturally based banks in this country. We have culturally based banks here in Alaska. Newsflash, Alaskans, yeah, they're Korean banks. Ooh. And a lot of us may not know it, but banks at large are white people's banks. But I'll get to that in a minute. 646-668-2268 is the number. If you have a question, if you have a concern, if you just want to chime in and say, D, that was deep. I like the way you put that, brother. Feel free. But I'm going to break each one down individually. Why it's needed, what needs to be done to make it happen, and if I got time, I might even point out a couple of organizations that you can go to and contact to help start the process. Okay, there are four of them. It doesn't matter how you order them. I mean, me, myself, personally, when I decide to do this, it's going to be a four-pronged attack, but everything is going to start, as it always does, business-wise, with a bank, okay? Why do we need Africans in America-owned banks? Okay? Real quick, can anybody tell me how many African American owned banks there are in the United States of America? Huh. Anybody? Anybody? I'm just holding out. I get done doing that. I can tell you. Okay. African-American-owned banks. About 40, roughly. I have not seen a greater number than 40. And what a lot of organizations have done, like the sororities, the fraternities, the Sigmas, and the Qs have their own credit unions, their own. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not a bank per se, but it is a place where there can be commerce. You know what I'm saying? Amongst people of color. So I think the most prominent one is the one in Chicago. I think it's called the One United Bank. As of 2016, there were 23 Black owned banks. I don't know if that number dwindled or if talking banks proper versus credit union. I will be more apt to say the latter, that there are 23 actual banks, and then the remainder of those 40 is most likely credit unions of some sort. But why do you need a bank? Okay, at the risk of it not being a no-brainer, I'm going to go ahead and say, first of all, loans for houses come from banks. Loans for businesses come from banks. Loans from cars come from banks, primarily. I mean, there are other places that if they are monetarily capable, can be an institution of giving out loans. We know, you know, universities, colleges, places of that nature are perfect examples of people who are more than willing to give out a loan with a huge amount of interest on it, because I know some doctors who are still paying back their loans from school to this very day. That's something I feel like we need to eliminate, and I think we can eliminate that, at least in our community, if we had a bank that we could count upon for these kinds of things. How do we get a bank started? Okay, investors. Donations, all of that stuff. Largely, I would say donations and investors. The people whose money the bank operate is the capital, if that makes sense. If I got $100,000, and my man London got $100,000, and my man Kelly got $100,000, and my man Bush got $100,000, and my man Winkley got $100,000, and we put all our $100,000 together and say, here's the First National Luxor Bank of Anchorage. It's a cool name. Anyway, to invest. And that process, when they see it's a legitimate thing, then you get more investors, and eventually you want to get prominent, successful people. You want to get prominent, successful companies, prominent, successful black-owned companies that are willing to invest some money in a bank, or even put their money in the bank, because their money being in the bank helps people who are more savvy at the matters of financial than I to make that money move around and make it do what it does. That essentially is a bank. And like I just told you, there's only 23 actual banks that are owned by black people in the United States, period. You know what I'm saying? Also, too, it would probably be a good idea if at some point you found one of these black-owned banks and put your money in that black-owned bank, because that black-owned bank is looking to do things for people who look like you, for people who have the same ideals and experience commonality. In other words, bank. Everything else stems from a bank. If you want to start up a grocery store, you're going to need some money. You got to get a loan. It's going to come from the bank. Now, when this grocery store starts to be successful, probably one of the first things that they would look at doing would be to franchise. A lot of grocery store branches around the country. Now, grocery stores are important because, of course, they provide products and foods and things for us to sustain ourselves, for us to live, to survive, literally. That is the reason you need a grocery store. You need a grocery store to feed you. You need a grocery store to sustain you. Sometimes there are grocery stores that don't have things that people of color are looking for. And rather than go outside of the community to procure these things, then we make a petition to our local grocery store and say, do you know what such and such is? And do you think it would be possible for you to have this product on your shelves? I see people doing it all the time at grocery stores here. You know, I would like some peach flavored cottage cheese. I don't see any peach flavored cottage cheese. And I know that Dannon makes a peach flavored cottage cheese. How hard would it be? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I do that in fun, but at the same time, I'm serious because it's a real thing. And what's wrong, you know, with Big Mama coming in there and, you know, saying, you know, do y'all have the? I don't want the okra out the package. I want some fresh okra, cause I'm getting ready to make some gumbo. Do y'all have that good fat okra? You know, that kind of a thing. That's, you know, what grocery stores do. Not to mention, if this grocery store is a grocery store, of course, it's going to be in the Black community. So who is it going to employ? Bingo, Black people, or Black people will get first preference if they so desire to work at such a place. Same thing with the bank. You see what I'm saying? You employ your community. You get funds circulating through your community. You are feeding your community. And if we want this cycle to continue, then we have to add that next factor, which is, in my opinion, the school. Okay? Too many times, I have been to different cities and been to the inner city, as they like to call it, where we're at, and I've seen these schools, and I've seen, you know, like everything in these schools is subpar, and I might be embellishing a little bit. I won't say subpar, but size with the same faculty, everything else is subpar, say, as compared to a school that's non-people of color. You see what I'm getting at? A lot of times that's a up the ladder kind of a thing. That's a above most people's pay grade kind of a thing. And I know it isn't so much the school as it is the school board, because the school board dictates policy and what goes on in schools. But guess what? We live in the day and age of the charter school, and anybody with a degree in education, credentialed enough, can found their own school. Why would that be any different in the Black community? You know what I mean? We educate our own. We provide opportunities for post-secondary education. We provide opportunities in the form of scholarships to us, okay, and not us having to beg someone else, or these charter schools partner up with HCBUs and come up with some sort of scholarship program. You know, it's us feeding us. Us creating our pipeline, just like, you know, you see these same kind of pipelines from an educational standpoint in other schools. You see them in your Brigham Youngs and your Notre Dames, and you know what I'm saying? Those people are going to school. People are getting education. We are turning out doctors. We are turning out lawyers. We are turning out judges. You know what I'm saying? Why can't we get more of us educated in the manner that we need to be educated? And then we begin to educate us. You know, that's the way it had been in the past. You know, Black Wall Street, we were self-sufficient, independent, doing what we needed to do. And I see no reason why that same dream cannot come to fruition again. You know, only this time we will be prepared to protect and preserve it any means necessary. Y'all feel me? You know, so that leads us, ironically, to the necessity of a hospital. Too many times, we hear these stories about, you know, if such and such had the right kind of medical care, they might have lived. If we could have got such and such to a hospital on time, they might have lived. You know, and not only that, location-wise, I know a lot of times a hospital, a good hospital, a quality hospital is usually a ways away from the inner city. So a lot of things can happen in route. And I'm not saying, please don't get it twisted, that that's the only reason that we need a hospital. A lot of times there are conditions, situations that are unique to our anatomy and physiology, and it is more amenable for us to be cared for by us. Not saying that's the only option. I'm saying it should be an option. Also, in that same vein, dentistry, you know, is a field that I worked in when I was in the military. And I think we are a little more ingenious now than we were 25, 30 years ago. That's not a knock or disrespect to anybody who has been fighting for change for people of color, fighting for opportunities of people of color. But I think just like with anything else, after a while, man, that shit comes to a head, and you're tired. You're tired. You know, and that's what I say about, you know, with people in church, man, they just, oh, I got to go and pray about it. Oh, I'm going to pray about it. Oh, I'm going to be in my prayer closet. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. But after you get out your prayer closet, what you going to do? You see what I'm saying? And that's what I mean by putting your hands to the plow. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm not just – there are times to let go and let God, but that's not every single situation. Some of those situations, you got to let go and take another route. Some of them situations, you got to let go and swing from the shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to let go and just let folks know what's on your mind. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes folks, you know, they expect everything to be PC. But guess what? Life ain't PC. There are very un-PC moments in life where you just got to do what you got to do, and you got to say what you got to say. Now, what I'm talking about with Bank, grocery store, school, hospital, is it creates independence amongst us. It creates commerce amongst us. It creates us caring for us. It creates us educating us. How is that not a win-win situation? You know, the whole thing of it is we come across these concepts and we hear them and we go, oh, that's nice. That's flowery. That's beautiful. Holding hands and coming together and singing Kumbaya and all that shit. But when it's actually time, you know, I got 5 on it. I got 10 on it. You know, and to be perfectly honest, I were starting a bank, I would probably go to 10 of the most affluent, influential people I know, to affluent, influential black people, or people I know that 199,000% got black people's interest first and in their mind. You know, and ask them to invest. That's simple, you know. And once people see that there is a legitimate black bank, you know what I'm saying? You know, why don't y'all come on down to Malcolm X Savings and Loan? You know what I mean? I ain't mad. I would gladly call a bank Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? Probably scare a lot of people off, but, you know, the people who are scared to put their money in a bank called Malcolm X Savings and Loan are probably not the people I want investing in my experiences. Anywho, 64668, I have ranted and I have raved. I have talked about this in some way, shape, or form roughly about 2017. I started podcasting in 2017. Yeah, so about close to 3 years I've been talking about this. I'm serious. I got a homie of mine, man, that that is actually running for mayor. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm gonna keep that under my hat. I don't want to give out too much, but just you know, to be like straight up, I could see some of this happening. You know what I'm saying? Because I know he will vibe on a level with me. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, he's got a. No, let me shut up. I don't want to put too much out on the airwaves because then people are going to start, you know, getting their hopes up and stuff like that. But, yeah, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually present this, you know what I'm saying, and see what we can make happen for us. You feel me? You know, I'm out that life, man. I'm tired. I'm at age now, man. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm like, let's just do this shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the blessing come while you doing stuff, right? Ain't that, you know what I'm saying? Daniel got his blessing while he was in the lion's den, right? Yeah. Okay. Noah had to go own a ark with funky, stanky animals. You know what I'm saying? I mean, them just examples I'm using because it's Sunday. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I could cite hundreds of others. You know what I mean? I guess is where I'm at. Is for us to just 100% sell out and divest in us. That make a little sense? I don't know, man. I have lived Midwest. I have lived West Coast. I have lived Northwest. And my people's from the South. So I have seen how and when and where this four-pronged plan would be applicable to a lot of people if we decided this is what we gonna do and this is what we're gonna make happen. But see, here's what happens anytime and it's sad. Anytime I have went into business with a mug or hired somebody, you know what I'm saying, the first thing and they out they mouth when I'm getting paid, or if it ain't when I'm getting paid, it's gonna be when I'm getting a raise. You see what I'm saying? And I used to be like that too when I worked for people. But see, here's the thing: if I hire you, or if you hire me, you want to know what I'm bringing to the table. What am I as your employee doing to make your company a better company? I mean, if your biggest concern is getting paid, you shouldn't have no concern, because if you got hired at a job, duh, you getting paid. Why is that always the main concern? Or people overstepping their boundaries. Oh, you only been at the job a week. Oh, I don't like the way these computer terminals look. I think we should get new ones. Earn money. You know what I'm saying? Not what's going to, you out here spending, spend, 100 here, 1,000 there, 5,000 there. Next thing you know, your company bankrupt because you wanted it to be aesthetically pleasing. You know what I mean? We got to look at what's important. Man, there's a hospital system over here in Anchorage that the Native Alaskans have here. They are literally building buildings on to the hospital. The hospital ain't just a hospital no more. It's what you call a campus. You know what I'm saying? You got one building that's just like the main building for walk-ins and checkups. Then you got another building that's hospital, you know, with obstetrics and ICU and, you know, all of those kinds of things, you know, ER, you know, hospital proper. Then you got an administrative building, you know what I'm saying? Then you got like a physical therapy building. Then you got a educational building. Then you got a building that's like dorms for, like, if people come in from out of town and, you know, they don't have anybody who lives in town, they got actual dorms that the families can stay in while their loved ones is in the hospital. That's what I'm talking about. And that took some money. That took some locking up. That took some people showing up and saying, I'm not tripping on how much it costs. I just want to see it happen. You feel me? That's where we got to be at, sisters and bros. We have to get past how much money is it going to earn, how much am I going to get about up out of it. We need to be concerned about making it happen. Again, 646-668-2268. Question. How likely do you think something like this is to happen? I mean, it's happening in places on a smaller scale, but I'm talking the level I'm talking about, statewide at the least, national at the most. You know what I'm saying? I want a black-owned grocery store chain. Black-owned charter schools throughout the state. Black-owned hospitals. And all of it funded and circumvented by black-owned banks. What a day that would be. You know what I'm saying? Not only if you had a hospital like that, because just like, you know, the Native hospital here, ain't at cost to nobody. They all getting free medical care. You see what I'm saying? It can happen. If you got enough money, if you are a big enough institution, you can make it happen. Guess what? They got their own banks. They got their own corporations. They can invest in whatever they want to invest in. This is what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, by and large, you know, Native Alaskans get shunned in this state, man. But I look at them, I see what they're doing over there. It's like, you could talk smack about them if you want to. But they getting their issue. They showed up. They looked up and they did their thizzle. And now they're much better than they were 35, 40 years ago. You know, let's keep it 99 plus one. You know, if you go and they do the same thing, the Cherokee Nation does the same thing. You a Cherokee down in Oklahoma, a lot of stuff you can get done. A lot of stuff you can make happen. A lot of stuff you can make happen for people. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, do anything except nothing. Wow, that is a good saying. I'm going to have to put that on a T-shirt. Do anything except nothing. You know what I mean? Or even put it in a poem. Yeah, there we go. Anywho, yeah, this is a solid concept because it's worked for every other cultural group. It's worked for every other race. Why shouldn't it work? I mean, and this is the key. Everything that makes it happen, internalized. You do not, that's important. You do not have to depend on the success of another demographic, of another group, of another cultural group of people. It can be done internally. And we have the capability to do it. It's just we're, and I might be speaking out of turn because I know absolutely nothing about what anybody is doing in another city. And there may be people doing it in another city. I know there are movements going on in different cities, places like Atlanta. They've got a lot of this going on in Atlanta. They've got a lot of this going on in Chicago. They got a lot of this going on in Los Angeles. But how successful would Atlanta, Chicago, in Los Angeles be if Atlanta, Chicago, and Los Angeles came together and stopped trying to do it individually? I don't know. I can't have been the first person to think of that. You know what I mean? It just it seems I ain't that smart. You know what I mean? It would stand to reason if everything we espouse is about unity and oneness and coming together, and you've been able to start, you know, you've been able to start the Liberty Bank and Trust Company, or Citizens Trust Bank, or Industrial Bank, or the Harbor Bank of Maryland, or One United Bank, you know, all black-owned banks in different cities of the country. I understand bank-wise not coming together, but people who want to invest in banks or want to put their monies in banks, these are places that they should know about. You know, excuse me, I'm getting excited. One United Bank is headquartered in Boston and has $661 million in assets and $376 million in deposits. Okay? Been around since 68. If you looking for in Atlanta, assets of $411 million and $348 million in deposits. Okay? And we can go on down the list, and the Harbor Bank of Maryland and Baltimore, Industrial Bank in Washington, D.C., they're out there. You know what I'm saying? It's just we never have those conversations. You know, where is the closest black-owned bank to me? You know, that never has any black people I know ever said, you know. So I get it. You know, there are black-owned banks that are close to 100 years old here. You know what I mean? So, ain't nothing stopping us but us. And I don't even say we're stopping us. I just say our lack of understanding about what this can do for us often renders us paralyzed because we become immediately afraid of it. You know what I mean? A lot of times, and that's a lot of times we don't understand, fear is paralyzing. Fear makes us do nothing. You know what I mean? Why would we not want to change our current situation? Why would we not want to change that? Why would we not want to be able to go to a bank that is owned and operated by people who look like us? I mean, my children and my woman are part Native or have a portion of Native in their blood. Therefore, they are able to receive services from the Alaska Native Medical Center, and that's how easy it is. I don't know. I guess the best way to describe it, it's a wonderful feeling, knowing that if you had no medical insurance whatsoever, you could still go someplace and get care. It's decent care. I mean, not the greatest care, but it's a place you can go to. You get hit by a car, and you ain't sitting around as a Native person wondering, how am I going to pay that bill off? That's taken care of. That's the kind of growth I'm talking about having. That's the kind of evolution I want to see from a humanitarian as well as a monetary perspective. I mean, money shouldn't be the focus, but oh, trust and believe, money always becomes the focus. I just don't want to be that person that ends up having to abandon such an endeavor like this because I don't get enough muscle to hustle, as it were. You know what I mean? If we all down to grind, then we all put our heads down and hunker down and do it. You know what I mean? So locally, anybody looking to look up and show up and do something like this, I am here. Get at me. If y'all are wanting to really, really do something, like start a bank, because from banks come everything else, or the funds for everything else. And once you see there is a bank that is culturally amenable to your wants and needs, you can spread the word, and people who have the same kinds of likes and needs as you do can put their money in a bank such as this. What say you? You know, yay or nay, or are you on the wall with that Marge Simpson voice? I don't know how, man. You know, is it like that? You know, let's do something, man. Stop talking about it and be about it. Word life, as my homie used to say back in the day, word life. You know, so I don't really think there is a whole lot more I need to say. Let's get up and be about it. I'm going to be about it. I want to make some moves. I want to do some things. I want to make some shit happen. So that's what I'm going to do, y'all. Questions, comments, concerns. I'm going to give y'all a few minutes to give me y'all questions, comments, and concerns. And then after that, I am going to go to an old-fashioned movie theater. And I haven't been to the movie theater in a little bit, so think about making that happen. Sounds like fun. No? Well, this has been Be Real with D Real for the first day of March 2020. I'll be back. I'm so glad we had this time together just to do some edutainment. And I will be back with more make you think moments, what we can do to be more of us. What can we do to make things safer for us, profitable for us, just and equal for us? Pro-black is not anti-white. And you vibe with your tribe. I will be back. Until then, y'all be good and be good to each other.